Let's imagine for a few moments what our life would be like if we could access 100%.
I'm the proof that you can ask the universe for.
I am Iron Man.
Hello everyone, my name is Duryesh Singh. I am a brain expert, memory trainer and an entrepreneur. This podcast channel is about growth mindset, self-improvement, building right habit and understanding more about your career, relationship, finance or any other area of your life. Hello everyone. Have you ever wondered why only 1% of world population are successful? Or why is it that certain brands like Apple, Google or Starbucks are able to grow exponentially and outbid all its competitors? And why is it that they are always able to come up with the finest product and the right strategy? Well, today I'm going to tell you everything that they do so that you can learn them and apply the same for your business. Now, to understand the game of 1%, we must understand what the 99% are doing and why is it so wrong. Well, the business module of 99% people or the businesses have two layers. One, the most that they focus on or they keep their priority is the something I call as product line, okay, where they only focus on sale of the product, the numbers, metrics, whether the sales people are meeting the sales target or not. This is their main focus. This is their first priority. The second layer that they focus on is the management area, where they focus on who is the one who is going to confront the sales people when they don't meet the sales target, or who will handle which department of the area. They discuss all this kind of thing. Whereas the 1% most successful business has three layer. Okay, they have three different layer in their business module, and we'll discuss all the three layers in detail. Okay, now for them, the first is not the product line. In fact, that is the third priority to them. This is the third priority. They keep this thing on the most outer. This is the third most thing that they focus on, okay, the product, the sales and everything. The second is the management, where they don't focus on having people who is going to confront the sales people when they don't meet the target, but they mainly focus on building culture. What kind of culture are they going to build for their company, or what kind of experience do they want to provide to their customers? They focus on this. Now, the first and the most important thing that this 1% people have, or let's call it as the most fundamental, most basic thing on which they build their entire business, is purpose. Yes, purpose is that one thing on which they build their entire business. Remember, it is because of the purpose that everything else is formed. Now let's understand. If you ask the 99% population, what is the reason or what is the purpose behind their work, the job or the business that they're doing or whatever service they're providing, what is the main reason behind them? Their answer would be money. And that is the exact point where 99% of the population fail. They fail 50% of the game. Because if your focus is on creating more money, then you will not be more interested in thinking about building right team, because you might think that will increase the cost, because you might have to invest to train your employees. So you will not build a good team, okay, or you will not improve your product, because you might think that will increase the cost and I have to reduce my profit margin. You'll try to keep the most money with you. Okay, so that is why all these things lead to an unhealthy business, an unhealthy business culture. Your customer don't feel connected to you. They don't feel the right vibe, because all you're thinking about is having the right, having more and more amount of money. Now, the most people do this is because they have a certain, believe in their subconscious mind, a belief of lack of money, you know, that they have to earn more money to be accepted by the society, or money is the most important thing. If they don't have money, they are nothing without it, you know. Instead of believing that money is always the byproduct, it is always the outcome. Whatever you do in the right manner, money will flow to you. So the first thing that I want you to understand is, or to have a belief, that whatever you do in the right manner, in the right business strategy, that is the three layers. I call it as a three-tier system, which we'll be discussing. You just take your purpose and put that thing in your three-tier system module and let the money flow in. Okay. So instead of running for the money, run for your purpose. Take your purpose, put it in the right business strategy, and let the money flow. Let's take some example. There was a man whose purpose was to give the best experience of technology to their customers. Okay. He wanted people to have the best technology experience. He took his purpose and added it in a right business strategy, the three-tier system which we are discussing. And today we know him as Steve Jobs, the founder of Apple, and not to mention that man was very wealthy. Let's take another example. There was another man whose purpose was to create community, to create a world where people come together and talk about ideas, spread love. Now I know most of you are thinking that I'm talking about Mark Zuckerberg, but no, not Facebook, no WhatsApp. I'm talking about Howard's, the CEO of Starbucks. He chose coffee to fulfill his purpose. And now that company is more than a $1 billion company. Okay. Now, so you have got an idea of, you know, what happens when you take a purpose and add it with the right business strategy, and why you should have purpose as your first priority. It should be the base, the fundamental base on which you build your business. So first thing that you should have, if you're building a business or doing a startup, to have a purpose. Now let's discuss what are the benefits of purpose. First, if your purpose is greater than you, you become greater than everyone else. Okay, if your purpose is greater than you, you become greater than everyone else. This is not only in terms of business, you know. For example, Mahatma Gandhi. In India, Mahatma Gandhi is known as the father of the nation. Why? Because he chose his nation before him. Okay, his purpose was way bigger than himself. Okay, like Mother Teresa, she is honored by everybody across the globe. Why? Because her purpose was way, way bigger than herself. Okay, so if your purpose is greater than you, you become greater than everyone else. In terms of business, see, if Apple company is successful, so is Steve Jobs. If Microsoft is famous, so is Bill Gates. So you don't really have to worry about fame. Like the most present generation, most people are really focusing on the fame and glory, the spotlight. But remember, if your purpose is greater than you, you become greater than everyone else. Now let's see second benefit of having a purpose. Your purpose acts as a guidance to you. Okay. See, just like Google Map, when you use a Google Map to go to a destination, it tells you move 500 meters forward, then take left, then take right. Okay. Similarly, your purpose helps you decide what decision you should take, which is the right decision. Okay. Or what is that thing that you should do next. Okay. For example, every other brand always launch 2 to 3 phones at a single time, okay, giving customers options. You know, if your budget is this, go for this phone. If your budget is this, go for this phone. Whereas Apple, every single time when they launch a phone, they launch always one phone at a time. One phone at a time. The reason is very simple. Apple cannot reduce any technology from their phone to reduce the price point, okay? Because then they will not be able to give their customer the best experience. And that is not the purpose of the company. The company's purpose is to give the best experience of technology. So they cannot do that, okay? Now, that is the reason why every single time they launch one product at a time. See, other companies launch 2 to 3 phones, Apple launch all one phone, but still Apple outbids all of them, you know, because the customers know why they are buying their product. Okay, they are very clear with their purpose, they are very clear with the decision that they make, and your purpose always helps you to do that. It helps you, it acts as a guidance to you. The second benefit of purpose is always sell your purpose, not your product. Always sell your purpose. See, one of the example is Ramdev Baba. Whenever he come on the television to promote its brand Patanjali, he always says a word Shuddhata, which means purity. Okay, the purpose of the company is to provide the pure product, less of chemical like spices and soap, you know, all the grocery product with less and less chemical, as much as natural. Okay, as much as natural possible. So that is why every single time whenever Ramdev Baba comes on the television, he says the word Shuddhata. That man is not selling his product, he is selling his purpose, because his purpose is to give away the natural product. As a result, Patanjali in its first year made a turnover of $100 million, and in second year it just did not double but triple its turnover to a $300 million. Now that company is over a $1 billion company. So you see, if you should always sell your product. See what always sell your purpose. See what happens when you sell your purpose. When you sell your purpose, you know, your customer or the people who believe in your purpose, they buy your product. Now they are not buy product because of you or because of some other reason, but they are because they believe in their purpose so much. They believe in the cause, and that cause is way bigger than themselves. These people become your loyal customer. They cannot be manipulated in terms of price point, because they exactly know why they are buying product from you. They exactly know the reason why they have to come to you and buy that product. They cannot be manipulated in terms of price point, and that is why they are known as loyal customer, which very, very rare company have, okay? And but every company should have, you know, a loyal customer. So always sell your purpose. Even I used to do the same. I have always, during my early days of startup, and even now, whenever I meet a new client, I always start with selling my purpose. Even this channel is the outcome of my purpose, to create a better world for everyone. And I'm doing that by training people or teaching them how to have a growth mindset for their business, for finance, for relationship, and every other aspect of their life. So if you feel connected to my purpose, so please follow my channel, subscribe, like and share. You know all the norms, so please do that. So always sell your purpose and not your product, the way I just did now. Now, the next benefit of having a purpose is it helps you gain the right employee or right business partner. I learned this from my personal experience. One of my old school friend and now business partner, Rohit Mirania, once came to me with a business idea. He wanted to sell biodegradable products like bamboo straws and copper bottles, etc. When I asked him, why are you doing this? He told me that he saw a video on YouTube where there was a turtle who has a straw, plastic straw in his nose. And that really made him very, very uncomfortable. He knew that this world does not only belong to human, but this world is for everybody, all those animals too. Okay, so he wanted to change that. He wanted to create a better world for all those animals as well, which is my purpose too, to create a better world for everyone. And that is the point where I realized that I need to get into this business, you know. So, you know, because I knew my purpose, because he told his purpose, we came together. Okay, and now I just don't work for him, or you know, we are not just simply a business partner, we are running a cause. Okay, and that really helps the company to move forward. Now I just don't work, I work for a cause which is way bigger than myself. If you give a cause, a purpose to your employee which is way bigger than themselves, they'll not just work for 9 to 5 or for your paycheck. They'll work more than that. They'll exceed their own expectation, they'll exceed your expectation, they'll move beyond their limits to work for it, because this is the cause that they are working for is way bigger than themselves. Okay, it's something, you know, for a service. So always use your purpose to find right employee, right business partner. The fifth is basically an advice. Always act according to your purpose. Your purpose is not something, a group of words. Like right now I told you about my friend. When he came to me with the business idea, I asked him, why did you come to me? What was the reason? He told me that he always noticed me sharing awareness regarding climate crisis or climate change, you know, because I was always acting according to my purpose. Okay, always act according to your purpose. Your purpose is not just a group of words to tell customers, you know, to make them feel cool about your company. No, if you do not act according to your purpose, you will not be able to create that vibe, that energy, and hence your customer will move away. Okay, the purpose should not come only from words, but it should come from your action. Remember, your energy and action should speak louder than your words. I never told my friend what my purpose was. I was simply acting accordingly, and he saw that and he came to me and we became a business partner. So always act according to your purpose. There are number of benefits of having a purpose. For now, this is what I want to tell you. All you have to do is first start with a purpose. Find your purpose and start working with your purpose. Your purpose has number of benefits, and I also told you people who, you know, took their purpose and the right business strategy combined together and form an amazing successful business. Okay, the first layer is purpose. The second and third layer I'll discuss in my next post. So if you want to learn that, please subscribe, share, like, and do everything, you know the norm, so please do that and stay connected. Okay, thank you. So if you want to learn more about growth mindset for your business, for your financial, for your health, and for all aspect of your life, please follow, like, and subscribe. You know all the norms, so please do that and come back again. Thank you.